Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you? Hi, thank you
Hello,
for calling
Aviana.
customer service.
Yes, Aviana. But this is Joe from Chime Bank Dispute Fraud Department. I'm calling to verify if this transaction actually a fraud or no. Because the customer somehow trying to dispute the transaction that this is a fraud. So we're here to investigate. I have the information of the member. What information you need, that way we can validate the transaction.
Can I have their zip code?
Yeah, sure. The zip code that would be 02148.
First and last name?
The first name that would be Ruth, Ruth, and the last name would be Green Law.
Okay. All right, I don't see anything here matching the zip code. Could you verify the phone number?
Yeah, sure. Phone number I have here is 781-399-1765.
781-399. And what was the rest of?
171765.
I found an account here matching her name. Could you verify the address?
Yeah, sure. 280 Salem Street, apartment 807 Malden, Massachusetts 02148.
Okay. So just give me one second. So you, what apartment number was it?
I don't have any apartment number.
Okay, so I have a
Sorry,
different
I
address
have
on.
apartment 807.
Okay, so there was a purchase here for the Wi-Fi booster for $56.95. It was on the
Nice.
2nd of May.
Oh, thank you so much for that information. So, Ivana, if you can, that would be a very great help if you can submit receipt of the information of the member. That way, we can deny the claim of the member that this is a fraud, since obviously it's the cardholder who processes this transaction. Just kindly give us a copy of the transaction under support@chime.com. No way we can use it for rebuttal purposes, okay?
I'm sorry, but they don't allow us to send out any information.
I see. Okay, that would be okay. But thank you so much for the help, Aviana, okay? So that would be all for the meantime. Have a great trip ahead. Bye-bye.
Right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.